What's up, Sooners? Welcome back to Suits Talk, Season 4, Episode 10, the Summer Finale Edition. I'm your host, Aaron, and as always, I'm joined by Nick, and today his hair looks decidedly average. What's up, buddy?
Thank God for the last finale. You don't call me Swoopy or Macklemore or some other derivative of the sort about my hair. I'm thankful.
You would rather me call you decidedly average than that?
Sadly, after 10 episodes of being called nicknames, I'm very grateful for it.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad. Well, today's a sad day because this is the last episode of Suits that we're going to have for many months.
Until 2015.
So that sucks, but it's okay. We're pushing through. Today we're recording in a bit of a weird fashion. We had to perform open heart surgery on one of our microphones prior to the episode.
Literally.
Literally. Our setup right now is a little weird, but that's okay because we just saw the summer finale of Suits and it was freaking awesome and we're going to talk about it. So, tell me, Nick, what did you think of the episode?
Okay, well, let me break it down for you in two ways. First way is including the end credit scene with Lewis confronting Jessica and Donna, 9 out of 10. If you don't include that, 6 out of 10, 6 or 7 out of 10. The last scene, I found myself throughout the episode several times going, God, this isn't a finale episode. It's just kind of boring. And then the last 10 minutes were like, boom, in your face, crazy stuff happening. So if you include that last scene, which it was a part of the episode, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Get that Lewis stuff, man. I know you hate Lewis, but oh my God.
You know what? I was ready to go buy a You Got Lit Up mug after the end of the episode. I think that Lewis had a good showing in this episode. And what you said last week about Rick Hoffman being the best actor on the show.
I'm telling you, man.
There's not even a question at this point. I was blown away by his performance. So this week, 9.05 out of 10.
9.05?
Yes.
So just barely better than mine.
Yes. Okay. But without that scene, 5.
Yeah, I think we can both agree that the last 10 minutes was the saving grace, really, for the episode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say, okay, I'm exaggerating. It really wasn't that bad.
It's not just summer finale worthy, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, but summer finale doesn't mean anything. Really, I mean, it just means it's just a break. It's not the season finale, which is totally different. Very true. You gotta admit, they did drop a pretty good, I mean, it wasn't really a bomb because we talked about this like 7 weeks ago, but
because they dropped, we're geniuses.
Yeah, they dropped one of our predictions finally came right, but they dropped a pretty good like season ending esque bomb at the end of the episode. So there's always that, but regardless, I feel like the thing about this episode that I did like, I feel like the thing that I liked about this episode, Lewis aside, was Mike. I feel like his character was really strong in this episode. He did a lot of good things. I even commented to you while we were watching the episode. I said, does Mike look like he's, I don't know, like glowing? I couldn't think of another word. He was just,
I think after this episode, we need a Mike just lit you up mug, because Mike was lighting people on fire with the verbal stuff. Every person he talked to, he was like, torch, torch, torch.
Yep. Bunsen burner, blowtorch. So, yeah, that's kind of what I felt. I was kind of upset there wasn't a lot of screen time for Rachel. There really wasn't any for Donna, really, either, until the end.
Yeah, but we don't really need any Rachel in this episode. I feel like it would have bogged it down. I feel like it would have been like, she's just there because she has to be.
You just say that because you don't like Rachel.
I mean, where can you go with their story in this episode that would be interesting and taken on?
Male suitors, just while we're on the subject, I want you to tweet us and tell us, who do you prefer, Rachel or Donna?
Not just looks, but overall, because we'll keep our reasonings aside until we think it's a good discussion, because there's lots of stuff that goes into it.
Maybe we can have like an off-season discussion panel about it.
We can do that, because, I mean, there's different things at play. But anyways, back to this episode.
You're right.
I think we can talk about Lewis a lot, but as per usual, for the last five episodes, we always say we're going to save the Lewis stuff for the end.
Okay, so on our list of topics, at the top, we want to talk quickly about whoever it is that does the promos for this show. Because A, you are one sly dude, and B, I freaking hate you.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I mean, on one hand, like you said, I really admire him because he creates great promos that keep you on the edge of your seat. And Aaron and I were texting while I was at work today, being like, dude, what could happen tonight? And then halfway through this episode, we're like, that's all Mike did?
Yeah, what did Mike do?
Yeah, like, what did Mike do? And that's all we kept talking about. But he didn't really do much.
He didn't do anything.
I mean, he did, like, a very small amount, but it's like, anyone could have done that. Harvey could have done that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Very misleading. Very pissed at the promo.
Well, you know what? I feel like this has happened to us, like...
It's happened like, every week.
Just this season, this has happened, like, five times at least.
Rachel's in the
like,
hospital.
Rachel's in the hospital. What happened to her? Oh, she tripped.
She just tripped and skinned her knee. Like, she got a Band-Aid and a lollipop.
Are you for real? Yeah, so, I mean, seriously, like, the whole promo left us just thinking, like, oh my god, like, Mike murdered a client, or I don't even know what the heck we were thinking, and it was nothing even close to that, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Props to him, though. Very good promos.
Since we were talking about our off-the-microphone discussions, which you want to have all the time, and I'm like, bro, save it for the cast. Save it for the cast. So, last week's podcast, we talked a lot about Lewis and whether or not we thought he'd be gone and all that stuff. And you were kind of like, you were happy about it. And you were kind of like, well, I'm glad. But I hope he comes back because I love him and all this stuff. I went back and listened just to make sure that's what you said, because that's what you said. And then, like, two or three days ago, you were texting me and you were raging because you found out through the promos or whatever that Rachel or that Lewis would be back on the show this week.
Okay, let me explain. Ready? In brief, I love Lewis. You hate Lewis.
I don't hate Lewis. I just told you that I love him now.
Okay, well, this is what I mean. I love the send-off that they gave him from Pierce Inspector. Now, when I saw the synopsis for this week's episode, I was like, Lewis is coming back already? Now? They did it tastefully, so props to them. But my initial reaction was, you give him this epic send-off that's dramatic, and then you bring him back an episode later. It doesn't feel like that, you know, it doesn't feel like he's really gone then. Albeit, they did play it off well, so props. I gave him the benefit of the doubt, I guess. But I was just hoping that if they decided to go the route they did, that he'd be gone at least an episode. That way we'd have to wait 6 months to see him again, and it'd make him feel like he was gone. But I didn't know that they were going to take this direction with him trying to find jobs and clients. So that said, it was good. If he was just going to be gone and pop in and out, I didn't want to see him this episode, which is what I thought they would do. So that's all it was.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's what I was hoping you would say.
Okay. Slash rant.
So moving on. This episode, since we haven't actually talked about the episode yet, let's talk about some other things.
Sheila?
We can talk briefly about Sheila.
My favorite part about the episode wasn't even the episode. It was your comment when Lewis went to see Sheila and you're like, oh, and then it went south as soon as it
so
started.
Fast.
It went that truly escalated quickly. It was like, Sheila, I love you, baby. And I love you too. And then it was like, I don't want to be with you ever again. Get out of my office. And he was like, wow. He got pooped on twice in a week.
He was just like, yeah, I'm going to give up my whole life and do all this stuff. I'm going to come up here and live with you. She's like, that's awesome. What order did you do that in? And he tells her, she's like, oh, fine. We're not doing this.
The logic there just blows my mind.
Well, I don't think we should delve into this topic because we both know where it would go. So let's not talk about that logic.
We see Katrina's send off as well. Or... well, she resigns, but you know what I mean.
The look on her face when she's like, oh, it's because you know I'm going to work for Robert Zane. And Jessica just goes, Yeah, no, you're not. Lewis didn't. We got Versalite back. She's just like, for real? And this just happened to me? So I
But she remains professional and loyal to the end. She says, my letter of resignation will be on your desk first thing tomorrow. And she starts packing up her stuff.
Do you think she'll be back?
I don't know. I mean, we have 6 months to wait, so anything they...
Well, she's got undying loyalty for Lewis.
I can see if Lewis getting a job somewhere, she'll tag along with him. But if he becomes Pierce Inspector Lit, which we'll talk about in a minute, I don't think she'll come back.
I think she will. Because Maybe. At that point, he's pretty much got all of them by the balls, so he can do whatever he wants.
Very
true.
And
she pretty much just proved to him that she has undying loyalty, and he'll want that.
Very true.
So, got Katrina. Okay, I want to talk about Robert Zane, because I'm glad we got to see him again.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I'm glad we got to see that little tidbit, or hear the little thing about Mike and Rachel getting married, because that's foreshadowing.
With the comedy, so
they're
was good.
They're probably going to get engaged next season. Or
next half of the season. Yeah. I say before five.
Yeah, well, I think it'll probably be maybe the finale. Anyways, so we had that little tidbit, and now we know that Mike owes him something.
Yes.
Which...
When I saw that, I was like, uh-oh.
And I thought for a while that Harvey was going to owe him something, too, but I guess not. And, well, as of right now, does not owe him anything. So, that's interesting. I just felt like when Mike went back home and started telling Rachel about the deal he made with Robert Zane, I felt like, not the deal, but the fact that he went to him, I felt like Rachel was going to blow up about it.
Well, she even pauses when she's grabbing the alcohol out of the cabinet, like, I was like, uh-oh. Is she really going to get mad right now? Sure, and then she turns around like, that's great, and smiles. I was like, oh, okay.
Are you sure it was alcohol? You're just making assumptions.
They grabbed two glasses and a bottle.
So?
Okay, maybe they got some prune juice sales from the 60s. I don't know what it was.
Yes, okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, you just made an assumption without any evidence.
Dude, Suits is TV 14, don't you know, by their swearing at the dinner table?
Are they really?
I would assume so, that they dropped a lot of explicit language in this episode.
Yes, they did. Well, not really. Not any more than usual. But the one scene where Mike and Harvey are at dinner, and they've obviously had some drinks, and they're just, Mike's verbally destroying Harvey, and they're calling each other, you know, kitties. And it's just like...
Kitties.
They're calling...
It took me a second to get, I was like, cats.
They're calling each other kitties, and it's just like, they're going off about it and making like extremely like crude jokes, and obviously I was laughing, but I just feel like at this point Suits knows that like they're the top dog on USA, because USA isn't, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, USA isn't known for having very good shows, and Suits is the only one that I've ever really liked, and I'm sure it's that way for a lot of people. So they're pretty much carrying the network right now, so...
It's pretty much them holding up their middle finger going, you can't ever take us off the air.
We're the boss. So, I think that just about covers everything, unless you want to... Well, I guess we could talk about one more thing before we talk about Lewis.
Well, before you say what I want to say, I want to just say something real quick that I just thought about. Okay. That scene where they're kind of going back and forth, insulting each other... I was like, wow, things are how they used to be. This is the old Mike and Harvey.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And then the next scene
is Lewis finding out about the secret. So it's like the unraveling of it, really.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very weird how they, it's not weird, I'm sure it's intentional, but I was really happy for him. And then I'm like, oh, I forgot, you know, about his secret, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it comes out next scene and you're like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. As soon as it gets good with Mike and Harvey, which is the crux of the show, really. We even saw in the first half of the season, without them together, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
And they just kind of showed it to us, and then it's going to be drama all between them next season.
They teased us, and then bam.
Essentially. In Suit style, though.
Yep. So the only other thing I want to talk about, besides Lewis, which is going to be obviously a dominating topic, the only other thing I want to talk about is how they reintroduced Walter Gillis. And that scene where they're at Gillis Industries, I'm assuming.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because I remember when he name-dropped Walter Gillis, your first reaction was, the hell does he have to do with this?
Yeah.
Because it's like they're just name dropping him for no reason.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry,
so that scene where they are at what I'm assuming is Gillis Industries and Harvey's there and Mike is there and they're talking about Mike's compassion and Harvey, I was feeling the emotional vibes.
The feels.
Yeah, I was getting the feels. Like, Harvey pretty much, like, declared his undying love for Mike in that scene.
He said, he's a better man than me.
Yep.
They're truly friends. I think we got that. If we never got it before here, we got it in this episode.
Yep. Okay. So, the meat. Lewis. Lit. The Big Kahuna. Pearson. Spectre. Lit.
Lewis gave me the feels for the last 10 minutes.
Okay, so let me describe how this went down when we were watching the episode. Because I feel like this is the first time that I've ever been watching Suits and I was completely caught off guard by what was happening. Because I didn't know what was going to happen to Lewis this episode, but and there was a lot of things that I thought could have happened to him, and this was probably near the very bottom of the list.
I believe one of the predictions we had last week was something similar to him finding out.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, no, we thought Mike was going to tell him.
Yeah, but I even said, I'm like, that's like below 5% chance. And then something similar ends up happening.
It's weird because, like, at this point in the episode, I thought it was over. Like, I thought Lewis... Actually, what I thought was going to happen is Robert Zane was going to hire Lewis. That's what I thought was going to happen. But... So, you know, the scene starts with Lewis sitting in Harvey's office and Donna goes in and, you know, I was surprised to see him because I honestly thought he was about to kill himself. And, so we're watching the episode and Lewis starts talking about this key and, you know, he gets like a third of the way through his spiel and I just stop, I pause it and I look over at Nick and I'm just like, dude. He knows. He's like, what? I'm like, he knows.
It took me a while to catch on because I tend to tune out during his monologues because they're kind of, I don't know, theatrical.
Yeah.
And I thought he was saying that the top of the class gets that. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe Mike wasn't top of the class. But if he was a Harvard law student, he would still know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where I clued in. It took me like 3 seconds longer, but I was like,
yeah, so I felt like I got slapped in the face when I finally understood what was going on because just so unexpected. And so that all goes down, and we're just sitting there the whole time with our minds blown. And Lewis legitimately yells at Donna, like, sit back down, or whatever it was.
God, the emotion in just everything about Rick Hoffman. I'm surprised this guy's not up for an Emmy, and I know Suits isn't. No, for real. The suit, like... suit, what?
Nothing, go ahead. An Emmy, are you for real?
Dude.
Wasn't that good.
No, but as an overall performance, just the way his face is shaking and he yells at Donna, and it makes me feel like he's screaming at me when he screams at Donna, because I'm like, oh crap, you know?
Well, the screaming at Donna was insane, but I was feeling it when he was screaming at Jessica. That was, my mind was blown. Because he like, what was it? He was, oh, when he yelled at her and he said, I want you to admit that you are
a liar,
a hypocrite and a liar.
And you're sorry.
And say that you're sorry. And I thought, I was like, oh God, Jessica's about to straight smack him.
She's very weak to him. And you know what I love the best is Lewis is always not assertive. And the second he is kind of free from the chains of the discipline of Harvey and Jessica, he's having verbal spats with Harvey at VersaCare, mm-hmm. and he's getting in their face, he's yelling at mm-hmm. Jessica and Donna. It's like, that's really who he is. He's just been so disciplined by them so much, he's afraid of them.
Literally, my first note this week is, Lewis has a spine.
That's probably the best way to summarize it.
Yep. Okay, so, what I think this is going to lead into... The second half of the season.
Implications.
We have 6 more episodes. The first 3 will be about Lewis's obviously they're, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that they're going to end up with him as a named partner.
Well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. What was the season three mid-season finale last year? Wasn't it Mike's secret being almost found out by Lewis in the Harvard library? And that amounted to nothing. Albeit, this is a bigger revelation.
Yeah, this is different because Lewis knows the legitimate truth now. And
when has Suits ever shown a promo or something teased and it actually builds up to something big? That's my only concern about thinking Pierce and Spectre lit's a possibility.
Okay, the end of season two, Mike and Rachel bang in the file room and they're still together.
Okay, but you know what I mean. I mean,
I'm just saying.
When have we seen the promo and it actually?
Ever seen anything like what just happened on the screen?
No, but that's my only reserve. That's my only reserve to saying.
I agree with you, but I feel like at this point Lewis holds all the cards because the only options are either he becomes a named partner or everyone else on the show goes to jail.
Okay, well I agree with you, but. I am going to reserve that just because, well, to play devil's advocate, number one. And number two, because I'm just a little bit too afraid to say that because of how Suits promos work.
There's no better option for him.
Obviously.
There's a possible third option. Sheila.
So let's walk through this real quick. He confronts Jessica, all right?
Yep. And verbally... Yeah, Bunsen burner blowtorches her.
Yeah, he shows in the first few seconds of entering the room he has the upper hand, and she knows that. She even sits back down. She's like, okay, he has the upper hand. He tries to get leverage with her, pretty much saying, if you don't let me be a named partner, I will tell everyone that you're a fraud, that you hired a fraud, and you knew about Mike being a fraud, and you're going to jail. And he even says that.
No, he doesn't. He says you're going to jail. He doesn't say anything about being a named partner until the last 2 seconds.
Okay, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you take the overall gist of the conversation, that's what he's saying.
Okay.
Okay. So, with that being said, my first thought was she kind of saved him from going to jail by allowing him to resign or firing him.
Yeah, but...
It's just that he resigned first. So, why doesn't she use that against him? Why doesn't she say... Well, hey, if you do that, then I'll turn in you.
Because she would go to jail, too.
Okay.
At this point, because she covered it up.
Okay, obviously now, but I'm saying...
There's nothing... she could not use that in that conversation. It's too late. Because there's no way that Jessica can come out of this and not go to jail in any scenario except somehow Lewis standing down for some reason or Lewis becoming a name partner. Because if she says, no, you can't become a named partner, then Lewis is going to tell the police about Mike. If she says, no, she tries to leverage him saying, well, blah, 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 about this. I kept you out of jail, and I'll tell the police. She goes to jail, too, for covering it up. So there's
my first thought wasn't that she'll be honest, that she'll just lie, and she'll use her shady lawyer skills and be like, well, I didn't know about it and make a big case about it. I mean, obviously that's a lot of work, but that was just my first thought.
Yeah, I don't think. I just feel like that was way too big of something to drop on us and then just not do it. Well, especially the way, if you look back now, hindsight's 20/20, you look back now and you can see how the entire season builds up to the firm becoming Pierce. Because this whole season was pretty much about Lewis. Even though we came into the season thinking... Well, this season is about Mike leaving the firm and all this.
It's a big curveball.
This freaking season was Lewis lit. This was Lewis lit. This was Suits season Lewis.
So let me ask you this. You hated him at the beginning because we had too much of him. Now that we have the payoff, do you think it was worth it?
Okay. Yes, but there is a minor thing, okay? And you didn't let me finish earlier. We got distracted. What I think is going to happen now, even though I think I might have said this in the last episode. Yeah, I did say this last episode. I said Harvey's going to hire Lewis back, and they're going to take down Jessica. Well, obviously, it went a little bit differently, but now this is what I think. We have 6 episodes left in the season. The first 3 will be Lewis's transition into becoming a named partner, and the last 3 will be Harvey and Lewis plotting to take down Jessica, and by the end of the end of season 4, Spectre lit. That's it.
That'll be good.
Spectre lit. That's
I'll be it. Glad when Jessica's gone. I do not like her character anymore. she's just kind of the bully now. She's the one that has to deliver the bad news and fire people and be, to quote you last episode, the spoiler of fun. So I'll be glad if she's gone. I don't want to see her go, but I'll be glad if she is gone.
I want to see her go. I've been calling for her head for like
for like the last season. Six episodes.
Yeah. So
okay, so let's walk through this then. A different dynamic of the same situation. Lewis now knows Mike's secret. What do you think that could mean for Mike? We haven't seen him talk to Mike about it, and that's what I really want to see. How pissed do you think he'll be at Mike?
Well, I think it's a very good possibility that if he does become a name partner, he's not going to want Mike to be at the firm.
He's going to fire Mike. And Jessica wants Mike gone already, pretty much. Well, no, because he kind of redeemed himself, I guess. But overall, she doesn't like him being there because people could find out, but now that Lewis knows.
Yeah, but Mike would have leverage in that situation, too, because if Lewis used that to get name partner and then fired Mike because he knows, Mike could just go and threaten to turn himself in and say, well, Lewis knew about this.
Well, I'll tell you what. If eventually the show's going to go to where his secret's exposed. We've talked about this by nature. It's got to be. When that happens, the whole firm's going to just blow up because Donna knows she didn't tell anybody. Rachel knows she didn't tell anybody. Everybody knows, but they
series
don't tell
finale,
anybody.
Series finale. The entire firm goes to jail.
I mean, that's seriously what it is. I don't see how it could end any other way. Like, how could it end any other way?
They just never reveal his secret.
But then that's a disappointing payoff to this.
It's not.
The first episode is, oh my God, I hired a fraud. No one's going to find out.
I think it would be great if at the end of the series, Mike is just back to being a loser who is not a lawyer.
I mean, maybe if he just decides to quit law, that'd be the best way to do it.
He's just taking tests for people and being.
I think that's one of the two ways it'll go. It'll either say they're all going to jail and it's a depressing ending, or he just decides to quit law, be a bum while.
Or he's just a straight baller, and at the end of the series, it's just Spectre lit Ross.
Zane.
No, okay, please stop.
Okay, well, do we have anything else? I know we skipped out on some segment cinematography crap.
Okay, but there was no good cinematography crap in this. I didn't even pay attention at all.
Me either.
So we're not
anything.
Going to talk about cinematography.
Close symbolism?
Not feeling the clothes. No. I mean, you were saying something about Lewis's shirts, but I don't care about that. I don't really care about anything you say. And then...
Well, tell us how you really feel, man.
The only other thing... I think we could do a lightning round. You feeling it? It's time for Aaron's Lightning Round. Just in case we have anybody that's new to the show, I'm going to explain Lightning Round real quick. I'm going to throw out some phrases or sentences or whatever about suits or whatever it is, and Nick's going to react off the top of his head to whatever I say in relation to the episode that we just watched. So if I say Rachel's hair, he'll tell me about what he thought about Rachel's hair in this episode. So, and then when I'm done, if Nick has any, which he never does because he doesn't write anything down, he will throw them back at me. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Katrina's undying loyalty. Sub question to this is, yes or no question, will we see Katrina again? Not what you want, what you think.
Yes, this is what I just thought about. You know, if it becomes Pearson Spectre lit, I think we'll see her return. But if he doesn't end up becoming a named partner, I don't know if we'll see her again. She's not a big enough character to have her own arc separate from the firm. But if Lewis goes off to another firm, he promised he would take her with him. So maybe that'll be a possibility. It just really all depends on what happens next with Lewis.
Okay, well, since you decided to say your answer like that, I'm just going to give you a quick one. Will the firm be Pearson Spectre lit in season 4?
Gotta put me on the
part
spot.
Part 2.
Okay, first instinct, yes.
Yes.
I think so. I know I flip-flop on it, but really? I mean, I really... it's funny because my instinct says yes, but when I think about it too long, I'm like... I don't know. I mean, this could happen. This could happen. But my instinct says yes. I think Suits, not that it's an insult, but I think I can see where it's going sometimes, you know? So I think that's probably going to happen.
Cool. All right, ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Donna's aim.
If Lewis and Donna ever get on bad terms with Pierce and Spectre, rest in peace to everybody. Because she was pulling off headshots, and Lewis was pulling off headshots. I was like, man, you know, she really is like an alpha woman. Like, she's everything that is a woman. Like, a strong, independent woman. That's what she really is.
So I think it's pretty obvious which side you're on in the Rachel versus Donna argument.
Two different representations of women. But we'll get into that when we have time for that discussion. Okay. I don't want to bog this down.
Okay. I've got one more. What will Mike end up owing Robert Zane?
That's such a deep question. I don't even have an answer for it. I mean, I don't know what it could be.
No guesses?
Maybe there's a future plot arc there for Robert Zane's firm versus Pearson Specter, parentheses, lit, pending until season 4B. I don't know. I mean, I think that's really hard to determine at the moment, if it even pays off at all.
That's all that I have for Aaron's lightning round. Do you have anything?
Yes, I do.
Whoa!
I'm going to fire your question back at you. Will the firm become Pearson Specter lit?
Before I asked you this question, my answer was 100% yes. I just feel like it's a done deal. But after you answered, I thought about it, and I feel like there is a chance that, because I think it was intentional that Harvey doesn't, we did not see any screen time where Harvey knew what was happening. And we all know that Harvey is a god. So I think there's a possibility somehow Harvey could just come in and just sucker punch Lewis in the face and he'll just leave. Or something of that nature.
Or just intimidation.
Yeah.
Like raw intimidation.
Yeah. So I don't want to count Harvey out yet because I feel like he's not just going to give up, you know, 17.3% or whatever of his power just like that without a fight. So I'm not going to say yes. I'm going to say mostly yes, but it's possible no.
All right. I don't have any more questions for you, though, so...
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I'm a one per lightning round usual, I guess, because you take the good ones, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure even if you went first, you wouldn't have as many as me.
No, those were good ones. I would have them. I'm definitely good like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't think so, because you don't have anything to reference, and I do, so...
I have my mind. I have the Mike Ross mind.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I love that Lewis, real quick, points out Mike Ross doesn't forget anything.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. Mike Lewis also says that Mike is an amazing lawyer in this episode.
Yeah, it's around the same time they talk about the key, too. But
you know, it's pretty crazy to think that even though Mike doesn't have a law degree, he's still a godly lawyer.
Yeah, I don't know if that would fly with Lewis. That might fly with Harvey, because he's a get-her-done type of guy. But Lewis is very by the books. So, for a second, I pictured him being like, you know, well, he's a good lawyer and he does good things, so I don't care. But just, I think if he found out and he had still been at the firm, it wouldn't be as big of an issue. But the fact, he got let go and Sheila dumped him and just all kind of compiled into that, I think it made his rage a little worse.
Well, I don't think it's going to be an issue at all because that was his ticket to be a named partner. So,
okay, but you know what I mean. Like, I don't think if he found out that he would have raged that hard.
Maybe. Does that wrap it up?
Unfortunately, this is the end of Suits Talk for the next 5 months, really. Somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
October, November, December, January. Well, season 3B didn't start until March last year.
Gosh, man.
But the Suits season also went into September.
Yeah, so maybe it'll start a little bit earlier, maybe February. It says that it's a winter season, and March really isn't winter.
Yeah, well, season 2B started in January.
I'm thinking January.
I'm hoping January.
Anyways, this is the last Suits Talk podcast for several months.
We're thinking about doing some side project stuff, maybe even, it'll, you know, like... bloopers or maybe some just like random panel where thing where we just talk about certain characters and stuff like that. Maybe like the Donna versus Rachel thing.
That'd be cool. We want to keep you guys plugged into Suits. We don't want to just have this be our last podcast and drop one when season 4B starts. I don't think that's very interesting.
I agree. So keep an eye out. Don't unsubscribe from us on iTunes or wherever you are listening, because we will be there before season 4B. Dude, it just hit me. We will not know what happens until freaking January.
Yeah, see, this is
depressing.
I'm spoiled by Netflix because I hate not being able to go next season and see what happens. Yeah. You have to wait for a whole month and a whole week between episodes. And
since we've got some time, I'm going to take this moment to talk about our podcasting experience thus far.
7.2 out of 10.
I give it a 7.2 out of 10. End of story. Goodbye. We'll see you next month. No, I'm just kidding. When we started podcasting, we told ourselves that it would be worth it if we had one fan who downloaded our podcast every week. And here we are in 11 podcasts, 10 episodes of Suits. And we have download numbers in the thousands. We do a lot of daily downloads. And I'm very proud of what we've done so far, and I'm proud of the experience, and I'm so thankful for the fans that we have. Our fans are very supportive, even though you guys don't send enough Twitter questions. But that's Nick's fault because he never tweets.
We don't tweet. You have access to Twitter on your phone, too.
Yeah, but I work a full-time job.
Okay. Well, just real quick on our Twitter followers. I follow a lot of podcasts. Some are football, some are movies, some are TV shows, and some of them have thousands of fans. If you go through the fans, they're these like spam followers, like follow me, I'll follow you back. And I'm proud to say our 103 can't compete with the thousands, but I'm proud to say all 103 are real followers. Like, we've interacted with 90% of them at some point or another. And I'm proud of that. I don't care if it's not 1,000 or if it's not 500, I'm proud of the 103.
Well, you know what? One day it'll be there.
I hope so. Hopefully by the end of next season, we'll be at like, I'm thinking 50K, maybe.
By the end of season 5, 50,000. That's our goal. So tell your moms and your sisters and stuff about us.
2 million downloads a day. I want Aaron's living room to be servers. I want there to be more downloads a day than there are people that watch Suits.
Have we ever told everybody that we record in my living room?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have a dope little studio that it's pretty awesome.
It's very unconventional, but if we never told you, you would have never known. So.
Yeah, it sounds like we're in a baller little musical recording studio.
And for all you know, we really are. Maybe we're just lying to you.
Okay, yeah, whatever. You're not funny. So, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that we love you, and thank you so much for listening to us. It's been a good ride so far. Hopefully we've still got about 5 more seasons to go before the ride's over.
Season 12.
Season 12.
Season 12, Daniel Harvey.
What's up, Suiters? Welcome to Suits Talk, Season 12, Episode 1 Edition. I'm your host, Aaron. I'm just kidding.
Dude, me and you are going to be in a retirement home with, like, our setup right here, just recording Suits.
What's up, Suiters? This is your host, Aaron. Welcome to Suits Talk, Season 500 Edition.
Yeah, you're not funny. Back in your face. Okay. Anyways. Okay.
So, as usual, you can find us on Twitter at Suits Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at a fat Greek cat, and that's all you need to know. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and YouTube.com/Suits Talk. So, thank you so much for listening, guys. Keep us in your thoughts. We will be around before January. Trust me, you can expect content from us. Thank you so much. I already said that. And I'm your host, Aaron, and as always, I was joined by Nick. We will see you guys on the bloopers or whatever it is. Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.
All right, final lightning round question for the season. When season 4B starts, what will the Falcons' record be?
2-14. With a side of tears. And you know what? Nothing tastes better than Falcon tears in a lit up mug. Goodbye. You're done, Falcons. You're done. You're done.